have Dave come up and speak to that.
To answer your question, the one story is a three-bedroom, two-bath. The two-story, which is technically a one-and-a-half-story, is a four-bedroom, three-bath. I would anticipate both of them would have one to two cars per side. However, this is not a zoning question.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean as a zoning, as part of
We're here today to determine the best use of the 10 acres that I bought on Bee Creek Road. I believe the best uses are, too, because that provides quality, rentable housing, Mr. Williams, for people that live and work here so that they don't have to drive in 30 or 45 or 60 minutes. And I take extreme exception to you not accepting a traffic study that I commissioned and paid for in order to keep this ball rolling, because you met me over a year ago. I do not believe that the RV park that has been approved and is now under construction was even considered by this body prior to you meeting me. And yet, without a traffic study, you've got one-ton pickup trucks. I know what those things do because I drive one. You've got 40-foot RVs and toy haulers on Bee Creek Road, and you never considered the safety of older people driving their cars with that on the road. Yet my sedans, my little half-ton pickup trucks, guys that are like me that swing a hammer for a living, pulling into the duplexes I intend to build, that's the end of the world here. You can understand my frustration.
So a couple things before we go too far. It was stated that the county was willing to spend $100,000. Don't know that we were.
Your words, not my attorney's.
Actually, they were your attorney's words. Everything's recorded.
Rephrasing you, Brandon. You expected a traffic study to cost $100,000 and take 12 months. Those were your words.
They were my words. But before that, so you're taking things out of context.
Nope. Just rephrasing.
Okay. Sir, we don't want to have this debate. I can ask you to leave and you will be removed. Understood?
The room's for debate.
Understood.
I understand.
Thank you. So don't interrupt whenever I'm trying to tell you what I said. Understood?
Listening.
Thank you. What I said was, I went on a fact-finding mission to find out what it would cost. Whenever we were in the meeting, I didn't know what it would cost. I'm trying to look at everything in this totality, just like I do in every decision that I make. So whenever I said that, I didn't know what it would cost. Didn't know how long it would take. I went to Great River, met Garen in his office up in Springfield, don't know the date. Hey, what does this require? So just now in this meeting this is the first time I've ever said it could take between 50 to 100,000 and it could take up to a year, we don't know. So before I could come back to the commission and let them know what I found out, we learned that you guys had commissioned your own traffic study. Not once did I ever say that the county was willing to spend the $100,000. We've never conversed about that at all. If we had, it would be in a public meeting and it would have been agendized as such. Your attorney stood up here just now and said, if we would have known that the commission was willing to spend $100,000, so if you go back and listen to the audio, I never once said that the county was willing to spend $100,000. Just now, you were telling me that I did say it. They were not my words. They were part of my words taken out of context. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I'm fine. I think we're fighting a mute point here.
I think we're fighting a mute point because you lost. If you still thought you were right, you'd have said otherwise.
I lost what? The argument about the $100,000?
Yes. Okay. We will move on.
I concede that I don't intend.
I seriously just said we will move on.
To put words in your mouth.
Okay.
Let's move on.
We do thank you for everything that you've done and for what you're willing to do. In looking, something that I looked at is, and that's the reason I ask when you say this is not a planning and zoning, is how many cars I would expect in a duplex. And so I was figuring at the max, like two cars, like most families nowadays, two cars. So that's like a duplex. So you're talking, if it were single family home, and if it was, say, 4950 cars, I believe that's what I was told it could be there at the most, then you would be talking like 200 added cars. If I'm a duplex, I'm talking 400 cars. That's, I'm thinking, on the road. That's my thought there. If it's a single-family home, you're putting 200 more cars on the road. And your work looks beautiful, the paper I see here. If it's a duplex, you're going to be putting 400 more cars on the road.
You're in.
Agreed.
You want to speak to that?
Yeah.
I'll speak on the amount of traffic. So based on the national averages I was speaking about earlier, we kind of can get a good idea of how many cars are actually going to be making trips a day, not just cars that are sitting in front of their house. So in the AM peak, there are 46 cars within an hour. That's just an hour that are using that access point that we have proposed. In the PM, that's 54 cars, so that's also within an hour. And that's making turns. That's making the northbound right turn off of Bee Creek. That's making the southbound left turn off of Bee Creek. And that is the traffic exiting our proposed development. So just want to give light to the amount of cars. You can find those in the calculations sheet. It should be in appendix. Should be in appendix 3, the projected traffic, and that is traffic projected all the way out until 2025 using a growth rate of 2%. So that also kind of takes into the play of any traffic that might be growing on Bee Creek within the next 2 years, which is what we projected it out to be, including new developments, just including new families moving in, anything like that. It's just kind of an average rate that is used by transportation engineers in the industry. So.
Thank you.
Anybody needs to speak against it?
One final thought, if I could, a suggestion.
If it might be appropriate to have Great River Engineering to table this for 30 days and to have Great River Engineering critique, take this traffic study. I don't know if they've even seen it, but to have them look at this traffic study and then evaluate it, critique it, review it for the county, it'd probably be much cheaper. And they could maybe give you their opinions on if this traffic study hits the mark, if it's deficient, if it's reliable, if it's not reliable. And that may give you all the opportunity to have somebody independent, much more cheaply, evaluate the opinions that are expressed in this traffic study. Keep this case tabled until you all have that assurance from Great River, somebody that you have confidence in, on what they view in terms of their opinions on the traffic study. Just a suggestion for business today.
And I appreciate that. I don't know if they've seen it yet or not. Devin, do you know? Has Great River, they have not seen it? Okay.
I've got a current traffic
count if you want it. So here's the problem with figures and numbers and everything else. And again, I'm not an engineer. And I've never claimed to be. And I am so sorry. What is your name?
Christian.
No, not you, Mr. Horton.
Oh.
My name is Connie Denzer.
Yes.
Okay.
Ms. Denzer, so you did it for one day during peak hours, or did you do it multiple days for peak hours?
Yeah, we did it for one day.
So again, here's the problem with these types of studies and these types of numbers, and I think that's why Great River was saying, hey, to have a legitimate, I don't want to say legitimate, to know truly what we're looking for, it's going to take time. And because of the time, it's going to take more. Is that a fair statement? I'm looking to the two engineers.
I have one saying yes. Our traffic studies within 30 days, so that's very typical.
Okay.
They're around the price that we put in our claim, so that's about why.
Okay. So we have a traffic study here that was over the course of 3 days. Yours is one day, this is 3 days, with averages, I'm assuming, and then other engineering companies are going to do something different. And we're focusing too much. I don't say we're focusing too much. We're focused on a traffic study that I think if we were to give your traffic study to Great River, they'd probably look at it and go, hey, for the scope of work, this is professional. It was done correctly. Is it the information that we're looking for to make the best decision that we can for everybody within Taney County? That's the key question. And so even Devin bringing us a traffic study, did we do this in-house?
We did that with our traffic counters for 3 day period.
So I would throw this one out too, because does this really give us a full picture of what it's going to do to the citizens and the entities within that road? Does that make sense, what I'm saying? So I think we're focusing on the, did you want to see the sheet? Or Commissioner White?
I've seen it. Okay. I'm shocked that we're looking at a one-day traffic study. I'm literally shocked. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and
it's one day more than any other project approved by this body.
Well, not quite correct, but we're not going to.
To the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, that's right.
So I know there's another A1 to R2 on schedule for today without a traffic study.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not familiar with where you're talking, so that's okay. I guess I can look on the map and probably find out. Is there any further discussion you guys would like to have in favor of or representatives of? Is there anybody here that would like to speak in remonstrance of stating that we will listen to anybody that wants to talk, but anything that's new or anything that you feel like you need to bring up again that we haven't already heard? And Commissioner White, is that a fair statement, or would you like to hear?
Was it very straightened that we'll listen to anyone that?
Yeah, yes, we'll listen to anybody wants
to. We listen to one side, we listen to the other side.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. In favor of or for?
At the meeting, you haven't received some of the emails. Have you received emails?
You need to come to the mic. Mm-hmm.
You know how many emails we get in a day? Probably not as many as you.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just know several people had mailed letters and
yes,
did emails, and just wanted to be sure that you've received some.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Can we get your name, please?
Oh, sorry.
Christy Breitenbach. Brei.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there a certain letter you're referring to or email you're referring to? Okay.
No.
Okay, just want to make sure we receive. Okay. Just so we have a knowledge of the remonstrances in the room, can you, by a show of hands, if you're against this project, can you please raise your hand and let us know? Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Wyatt, do you want to have any more discussion? Do you want to listen to Mr. Horton's? I believe I've heard both sides,
and I went over the past.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I believe I've heard both sides. I understand the concerns in both directions, and I tried to be due diligent in doing the research on it. And I don't know any more research that I can do.
Okay. And the only other thing I'll close to say is, if we don't feel like you have the information you need, because this traffic information is not as detailed as you like it, scoped as you like it, I'd rather see this tabled than start all over again and figure out how best we can get you the information that you need. I mean, you've seen the steps we're willing to take. I mean, we did commission a traffic study, and like I say, I mean, we just said, do a traffic study for us. I didn't create the parameters or the scope, but if there's a way to work with somebody here at the county on what that traffic study should be and how it should look like and who's going to pay for it, we're up for that, because it sure does sound like this body needs that information for anything that's going to happen along Bee Creek Road in this particular stretch. It's going to make decision making on these types of cases much better in the coming months and years to have this done right, at least for this point in time. I mean, there's pressure to develop this area. There's pressure to develop a lot of areas that are in locations like this. And if we need more information, we ought to go seek it.
I have a question for your client.
Sure.